everyone. Well, this is our Creation Light Shift Healing Show today, the Healing Highway. And if you're live, then the date today is July 31st, the last day of the month, in the year 2017. If you're on an archive, naturally, you're in our future right now. So you're looking at our show as being in your past. But we're going to clear the date today. And the date clearing will still work for you because you're connected to the dates every day of the year, going from your birthday when you're first born till now, maybe even from conception. That's another 9 months. So here we go. Let's clear this date today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Next, we're going to bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen or screens. Some people have extra computers, so they have many light beams up to bring them peace. And here we go. Peace energy coming your way, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And if you have a situation, drama, trauma, pain going on, let's see if we can clear that out of you. So here we go. Think of your situation. Remember, the mind is connected to darkness, and your situations are all in darkness because in light, there's no such thing as dramas and traumas and pains. It doesn't exist there. No negativity, no darkness. So here we go. I'm going to clear that away for you as you bring it up. Get rid of one of these timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to do a clearing here, a spontaneous one. So you know when your birthday was, you know, when you were first born. And we'll go back to or conception time. It all depends, you know, with 9 months, or it could be less or a little longer. May not know when that was, but let's take away the energies of that particular time. So here we go, that moment. So let's release that from you and just see how your body responds to it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Oh, boy. Okay. We'll see what kind of comments we get on that one here. So, remember, you know, we talk about entity babies. Are you an entity baby? You know, you never know. So, back to you. Let's bring Elizabeth on here. She's out of the special BBS room here. All fixed up, ready to go. Voice tuning and doing her gargling and tuning and things and doing some whistles too, I think. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. So glad you could all make it tonight to listen to our wonderful Healing Highway show on Mondays. This is Creation Lightship Healing, and I'm glad to be here and out of the BBS room and with you all tonight on the air. And I'm hoping that everybody had a wonderful weekend. I'm sure a lot of you listening were on Ron's monthly 7-hour healing calls that he does every month. And if you missed it, you can go to creationlightship.com to find out when the next set of calls will be. Ron does 4 radio shows per week on BBS, and he also does a series of weekly calls where you can get entities removed, cordings from other people removed, energetic cordings. We'll talk a little bit about those, I'm sure, on the show tonight, as well as water charging and all kinds of wonderful ways you can be in the moment and connect with your spirit and be in peace energy. And all of the clearings that we talk about are done, you do them yourself on creationlightship.com, and they are all available to you 24/7. So the first one that everybody does is the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that sort of sets you up to understand that when you go through life, things happen, but you don't necessarily have to be controlled by them. And they're all clearings are there to kind of assist you to disconnect from the energies, positive or negative, that have been shaping your life and your decisions, and to sort of give you a fresh start and create in a moment of possibility. So I think, Ron, I don't know if we need to do any special clearings or if anybody would like to react to the ones that Ron's already did, or maybe you have another question. You can always email us, and we'll read your questions live on air during the show. You can send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also, if you'd like to remain anonymous, that's perfectly fine. You can do that by using our chat links, and they're live during the Creation Lightship show. You can find them at the top of creationlightship.com. Just use the link that says chat with us, and you can also find it on our bbsradio.com homepage. So, Ron, I don't know if we should make everybody real. It's kind of a weird day, the last day of the month. Is there any other special clearings we need to do before we start taking some listener questions here tonight?
Let's see here. Let's work with, we can do one of the planets, so maybe we'll have people give us a planet name that we can clear. In the last day of the month,
I don't know if we did Pluto.
I think we did Pluto, yeah.
Did we? Because I missed
the dog, yeah, we did Pluto.
Oh, okay. I must not have heard that one yet.
Yeah.
We haven't done Mickey.
We haven't done Mickey, yeah, right. We'll do Mickey here, so.
The Disney planet, yeah.
The Disney planet. We can see there's any energy on you from that. You never know. Here we go. Let's clear that away. See if you have any darkness from the Disney association here.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Here we go. You never know. So one, two, releasing this energy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Hey, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Ron. Very interesting stuff. Yeah, that was the planet of Disney. And I'm sure a lot of us, many of us, grew up watching those films and being subjected to that kind of Disney mind torture. I'm sure we'll get some interesting responses here. Ron, what was the clearing again you did at the top of the show for our birthday?
I went back to conception.
Okay.
No, if you were born earlier than the 9 months, you know, that still worked. No, if you were 9 months or after that, you know, it all depends where you are with that conception moment in time. Oh, I'll do that one again for people. So this would be your I don't know, this is probably the worst day of your life. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Where it all began. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Oh, boy. We'll see what we have there. Do we have any questions out there? Anybody want to suggest a planet or so? We could do that when that comes through. So what do we have going on in the emails or testimonial section?
Yes, and I also wanted to encourage people, if you had a reaction to that clearing that Ron just did, I guess going back to the your conception, you can always send your response or input to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So someone's requesting if we could please clear the planet Uranus.
Okay, here we go. Uranus. One. Well, let's see here. I guess the soldier's online because there's already stuff coming at us. So here we go. Battles are starting instantly. So here we go. Taking off a lot of stuff happening here. This one's pretty hot. Boy, you must not like this too well. So you might start feeling that your body shaking as taking out these energetic physical transmissions, mind control transmissions, taking out all their satellites, taking out whatever they have there on the ground, transmitting stuff to everybody. Could be anywhere in your body. We'll find out if anybody is a little more sensitive where this is hitting them. But right now, we're just doing a lot of warfare here, we'll say. A lot of strikes for the planet here. There we go. More of them here. Like the most active one so far. Uranus is the one here. If you want to look at it on Google, we'll say go to images, type it in to go to images and look at the planet. Just pick one that's fairly large looking so you can actually see it changing form or brightness as we're hitting it right now. Here we go. Boy, more energies here. So, more strikes. I don't even see explosions happening on the planet as you're watching it here. Okay. We'll be on this for probably 15 minutes, so I'll just turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. I don't want to do this for 15 minutes with people listening. We'll just answer some questions, but we're still striking it here.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's funny? I feel like I was avoiding that planet for some reason. I don't know why, but I just Googled it, and there's like it's actually quite beautiful. I mean, it looks kind of like a big, kind of milky blue marble. It's really pretty. It's kind of like a very pale blue color, like kind of like a robin's egg. So, but yeah, wow, it must be. It's funny because I was like, oh, I hope nobody brings that one up. But, yeah, it's funny. So thanks for clearing that. And we'll just keep talking here and taking some questions. And somebody wrote in and said, big wake-up call for me listening to you, Ron. Thank you. I was not able to find a whole life cording. Does it come with a bundle? And I think the one that I found, and Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the whole lifetime one for cording would be the energetic people cording release clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. Do you have any other suggestions, or is that the one to do for cordings? And
that's,
you can also get on.
That's the one.
Okay. And, yes, that's called, the full name of that is Energetic People Cording Release. It is a whole lifetime clearing, and you can always check to add an unlimited option. So you could use it for the rest of, however long you want, and it's unlimited, and that option is usually always $50. And you can always get on the weekly cording removal calls, which I believe are every Tuesday, so that would be tomorrow. And, yeah, that's the one to do. Okay, so somebody was on the Sunday call and they wrote, wow, Sunday call, huge difference in my body. This is the 7-hour call Ron was working on, I think yesterday. So I'm pretty sure this is the one they're talking about. And they said, huge difference in my body, ease at walking compared to before. Best to do air, feet, floaters, and leg braces. Lots of horsepower. Grand Prix results. Thank you.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for that. Okay, and someone's asking if you could please explain what an entity baby is.
Oh, entity babies. Well, this an entity baby is when, let's just say that your mother, so that would be where you actually came from, was an alcoholic or hopped in bars a lot, and then all of a sudden she's a little polluted and meets a guy also in the bar, and entities come into both of them, and they want to have a child to live inside of, right? Because they want to inhabit a body. So they have the sexual ritual, and all of a sudden, baby's born, and these entities now are hanging out into the parents as they created the baby, okay? And from there, now they have physical body to inhabit. So that's an entity baby, entity child. Oh, that's what happened. So back to you.
Yeah, and the reason why I guess you should avoid things that take you out of your body or, I don't even know what the right word is, make you kind of, I don't know, distance from yourself or like if you're drinking or on drugs or anything like that is because you don't know what's going to come in there. So, yeah, I guess that would be the proper explanation of an entity baby.
And then I go a step further. You know, there are hybrid babies.
Oh, okay.
So a hybrid baby is where the mother gets impregnated upon a ship somewhere. And now they have a hybrid, an alien, maybe alien male sperm going into her. And now the baby is part alien and part human, we'll say. And then you could also have which probably wouldn't be a hybrid, but you could have an actual alien species impregnated inside of you. This is for women. And all of a sudden you have something that looks kind of strange. It doesn't look like anything like, you know, the in a sense, the husband and wife. It just looks like something else. And you go, wow, what's happening here? You know, this is, came out of me. It must be mine. But, you know, you were just in use for that. That happens a whole lot. And then you have the ones that where women go through the process of thinking they're pregnant for maybe a month to month and a half. And they actually are. But then the fetus gets taken out of the woman. And all of a sudden, everything returns back to normal. She was an incubator for maybe that 1 to 1.5 months. Oh, that's, thank you, alien. Hi. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, my gosh, there's so many things that can happen. It's really interesting to talk about them and also to sort of think about some of those scenarios because it kind of gives you an idea of what's really going on here. So all of those things are possibilities, and we have clearings that would help with all of those situations. And a lot of people kind of realize that they are an entity baby, and there's clearings that they can do, like maybe they knew their parents were drinkers and they just kind of went ahead and did, you know, all of the clearings that they needed based on that. So yeah, there's a lot of situations out there, so it all depends on your own unique situation, and all of the things that we talk about on the show do not necessarily relate to everybody, but I feel like in certain situations it is like the one place where you can sort of find out information about these types of things because they're not really discussed a lot, so maybe this will make sense to, you know, a handful of our listening audience, but those might be the people that actually really need the clearings.
What's that show? The old show, Rosemary's Baby, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's an old movie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot of The Matrix lately. And in the last one, I won't give it away in case anybody hasn't seen it, but there's...
You can give it away, go ahead.
Well, there's just this one really great scene where he says, like, why, like, the...
antagonist character. He can't really understand why the protagonist has been doing all this. Like, why do you keep coming after me? Is it love? Is it this? Is it that? And he's like, no, it's because I choose to. And that's kind of really all we have. And that's sort of what has been taken away. So we're just presenting you with options that you can choose to do. It really just comes down to choice. There's no right or wrong. There's no positive or negative. There's no coercion. It's if you choose to do it. We are putting the technology in your hands that allows you to get some of these, I don't know what you would say, Ron, get some of these restrictions off of you so that you can have more free will and free choice. So that's really what it's all about. So unfortunately, we didn't really choose to be born. So that's sort of what Ron's talking about. Nobody really chose or asked to be here. And I think a lot of us did get here by accident or, you know, wasn't really planned. So all of those things have come with us through our parental DNA and possibly going even further back into the ancestry. So a lot of the times, like when you're working on clearings, you'll see a lot of generational clearings that go back 1 through 7 and then, you know, consecutively further back. And all of those things relate to sort of the, I guess, the genetic codes that came about when you were conceived. So it's interesting, we're talking about this on the last day of July, and we'll go back to some listener questions and we'll see what people are saying. So they're wondering, how do we clear entity and hybrid babies? Or maybe how do you clear yourself if you are one?
Well, I would say you could probably go onto the Alien Attack page, eliminating the Alien Attack. Probably something there that could be used to get rid of, I think, some of those programs. I really haven't looked at it with as far as clearings that closely. Kind of look at situations here. You know, I meet a lot of people, and I you know, I see that in them. Like one lady I met in, I forgot where she lived, Santa Barbara, California, I would guess. And she had the ribcage of a dog. So I think she was about 16, 17 when I saw her. That's been, you know, probably 15 years ago or something like that. But that was quite interesting. It had been an experiment from the military because they always had back helicopters going over their house at night. They used to leave the lights on, and the other sister, who was older, I would say maybe 10 years older than the younger one, would not sleep at night. They had all the lights on in the house, and she'd be up at night. Actually, she's pretty dysfunctional because she couldn't get a job, at that time anyway. Then she'd sleep, you know, when the sun was out. But that was quite interesting. So as far as, I guess the question would be, if I am an entity child or I am a hybrid baby, well, kind of that's what you are. You know, I don't know what you can really do about that. The other question would be, well, what if I have, and I've been impregnated and I know that I have children out there in the beyondo. And that happens to a lot of women, too. I really can't do a session with that. I could, you know, what I have done for a few people in the past, which I will not do now, but I was with them personally, and I would actually bring take them up to the ship where their children were. One lady I think she had, and she wasn't very old, maybe like the late 20s, and she had 8 children, I believe, and they were all on the same ship. So I brought her up, and she met all the children, and she was happy with that. She knew that she had them, but with her it was okay, but just to do it for a general clearing for people over a conference line, no, I have no remedy after you see your children. And, you know, what are you going to do about that? You know what I mean? And I can't do anything if you're in complete trauma. Everything else, there's nothing I can do for you. So I don't have a remedy. I only like to do clearings that I have remedies for. So, you know, like going to a psychic reader and they give you a bunch of bad news and you walk out with this bag of crap, you know, and what do you do with it, you know? Now it haunts you for your whole life. So, anyway, but that happens a lot. If I were to make a guess, I would say probably at least 40% of the women do have children on ships or in the Beyondo somewhere else. Either they were impregnated or they had children there, and you get beamed there to, you know, off and on. Now, you could still be pregnant and look like you're pregnant. We'll just say that you're pregnant and you're listening in. Oh, I can't really say that. Let's start over again. So we'll say you see a person that's maybe 6 months pregnant. Well, are they carrying the real child that maybe their boyfriend or husband or whatever created in them? Or is that real child now in a test tube someplace being altered and they're actually carrying an alien? And then what they'll do is switch it out and bring in the test tube baby. And so they're doing two things at one time. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that stuff because it gets kind of sickening. That's what happens here. So, and anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I could definitely see how that would be very complicated because it is so personal and it is so specific to that individual situation. It wouldn't really work on a conference call or in a group setting. One person did have a question about the Immaculate Conception clearing, and I didn't even know we had this Immaculate Conception current lifetime. Does that relate at all to the situation? And they're asking, is the Immaculate Conception one of the recommended clearings or family imprinting entity attachment?
Well,
I guess the topic is still if they could use that to clear entity and hybrid babies.
No, it could not be used for that. It works for you. So you could do that, and it would tend to take away a lot of the darkness energies at your conception. So you're going back in time, and I won't say they'll get rid of all of them, but it will help. That's what that clearing is for, to work with something that's already been created. So, and it helps to get rid of the darkness energy that's there. What was the other question now, the second part to that one?
I guess they're asking, is it a recommended clearing or family imprinting or entity attachment?
I don't know. Entities have to attach to you because of something, and normally it's because of the way you're living your life, okay? Well, it probably wouldn't correct anything that much.
Yeah.
Unless
and
you
then,
have a major addiction or something. Entities
right, and then family imprinting, cording removal, that's like a whole separate other clearing.
That is, uh-huh.
So I guess it's a multi-part question, and there's many clearings involved, and there's different reasons to use those clearings. But if you are specifically trying to clear entity or alien babies, Ron, I think you are recommending the alien attack removal would be the one to try first. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you have to go in there and see what clearings may work for you. And there's also other in some of those boxes there. An entity, a hybrid, could be like a shapeshifter clearing, you know. It's very complicated very quickly.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it's I guess it's a topic that, you know, we don't really talk about a lot, but it does affect people. And like one person just wrote in and said, you know, the majority of people have done drugs or were drinking, so it's like very common actually to be or have an entity baby. But I think we could move on a little bit from that, and we'll just see if we get any more responses, or maybe people have done any of these clearings and they'd like to write in about their experience with them. I know, Ron, also you have the resentment of motherhood clearing, and I know that people have had some success with that, although I don't know if that relates to alien and entity babies. It just kind of relates to kind of generally women's issues in the here and now. So that might be a possibility, and I'm wondering if we just open it up to our listeners, if they have any suggestions or if anybody out there has done any of these clearings like the family imprinting, or they've used the alien attack removal to address this issue. Just let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com or by using the fast chat links while the show's live. Excuse me. So
the resentment of motherhood, I put that on there because a lot of, well, women, and some women in general, not a lot, but some women, they lost their figure because they had a child, okay, or children, number one. So they may not like that at all. So being a mother and having a child and all that goes along with that, maybe they lost their career because they got pregnant, you know. Maybe they had to drop out of school. So there's a lot of stuff there, but which they really didn't want to, you know, they lost, in a sense, looking at those issues, okay. Their life path that they were on completely changed, okay, and so now you have that maybe the anger of the mother, okay, being angry at the first child or the children that she had because, you know, she lost her freedom. So that's why I put that on there. So if you're listening and you go, yeah, that's me, well, then that means that you're transmitting all this negative energy to your children. Because you really didn't want them to begin with, but now you have them, okay? I don't want to sound too cold here, because normally most women will always say they love their children. Unless, you know, maybe, you know, they're really honest, you know, and some may say, I wish I never did that. But, you know, aside from that, you know, that energy is transferred on to the child, okay? And there could be a lot of fear being transferred on. You know, do you just think if... you know, maybe there's a couple, they weren't married, and 3 months on down the road after the lady's pregnant, the guy maybe gets killed, or just says, oh, adios, I'm going, you know, I see somebody else that I like better. Now the poor woman is, like, traumatized because who's going to provide, you know, for the child, you know? So there's a lot of stuff going on there that happens, and... what I'm trying to say is that the energy is transferred onto the child. And so you may be living your life now, and you had all these issues from your mother dumping this energy on you, not even knowing about it, because she always told you that she really liked you or loved you or whatever. But, you know, maybe that's the furthest thing from the truth. So, you know, that's why we have clearings, to get rid of the negativity. So if you think that's the case, you may want to do the clearing for your mother, and also do the clearing for you. It kind of works both ways. And it could be possible that this could be a seven-generational type clearing, maybe the same pattern that transferred from, you know, your mother onto you and then from your grandmother onto you. So, you know your history, and her story now. You know her story. And if it sounds like your story, then you may want to do the seven-generational clearing after that. Well, I'm just trying to help out here, even though it may sound like I'm talking really negative about this situation, but this is, you know, the facts of life here. You want to get freed up of that. So back to you.
I was just thinking, I think there was like a TV show in the 80s called The Facts of Life.
But I don't think they were talking about what we're talking about. So this is kind of like the Ron Amatron creation lightship facts of life. And I did want to say a lot of people were feeling very much this Uranus clearing that you've been doing. And maybe, Ron, if we just want to check in, it's about halfway through the show here, just wondering how we're doing with that.
I'm still on. In fact, let's give everybody a treat here who are listening. This only works live right now.
Okay,
we're not going to be doing this on archives. But here we go. If you're listening, if you want to go up to a defense light ship on the light ship, we can do that now, and we'll be battling. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going into the defense light ships. It'll be one person per ship. And the ships vary in size. Typically, they are 50 to maybe 150 foot in diameter. And we're going up the steps right now into the ships. They're hovering. Each step is a different color. I think I'm seeing like green you step on and orange is where you're going to with your next step. And so they change to give you a visual where you're going. And we're being trained right now in the ship how to maneuver and how to hit the button to shoot the lasers. So here we go. And the screens will pop up inside of the ship. You're going to see anything you want to see. You can even go inside of the alien ships and look at the people there or the things. And it's very high tech. So here we go. We're now going out of the light ship. You're going to feel gravity change. When I count to 5, we'll be out of the light ship. Right now you're in artificial gravity. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you might feel your body change a little bit here. And right now we're targeting and going out to find Uranus. We're there instantly, being out of time, and now we're battling. So there's a lot going on there. You might see laser shots being shot at you naturally as it hits your light shields. You can zoom in, zoom out with the screen that you're looking through, or looking at, I should say. And just targeting things that are shooting at you right now. And here we go. You might want to bring up the picture again, like I said, on your monitor screen. Go to Uranus and be Google search or something and images. And you may actually get an idea where you're targeting. You're two places at once now. And you can look at that location and just see if it tends to start changing colors on you. Or the form on the monitor screen, which is the picture, will actually start to change too. Oh, we're doing a lot of strikes there. And it'll look like just white light lasers hitting it continuously. Oh. For the enlisted time-traveling soldiers, if you're enlisted, you know, this is like business as usual, you know. Nothing is unique about what we're doing right now. You might feel, might actually feel happy right now. You're finally getting even with these aliens there, causing you all your misery and stuff that you have. Remember, in life, you only have peace. We're going to go to the back side of the planet right now, which there's no picture of typically. I'm going to hit that too. I can feel your adrenaline pumping up a little bit. So in a sense, you're like watching a video game or playing inside of one. That's the way it may feel to you. I've never played one, so I don't know, but see people doing stuff on kids all the time. And they may even be doing it in real time, bringing forth stuff and being abducted, and they're actually doing battles somewhere with their little cell phone or whatever they have in their games. A lot of aliens traveling on that planet right now. A lot of ships trying to take off and leave. Lots to be thousands. Probably about 5 more minutes here. I guess since we're doing this, I will do one more enlistment for people, and I'll do that on the conference call tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, the energetic core to release. You know, maybe a couple people may want to enlist. Just get on that call at 5:30 Pacific, and we'll do an enlistment here. Maybe this is the first time you listen to our CBS show here, and you go, well, I want to fight aliens, you know, so I can enlist you in doing what you're doing right now. It's not a cakewalk, and you could have aches and pains in the mornings when you wake up, you lose some sleep, you know, because you're out there in real time with your physical body fighting. Yep. Okay, I guess we'll just come back to the light shift now. There'll still be ones that are fighting. It looks like most of you don't want to come back. Well, I guess we'll bring you back. I'll bring you back in 1 hour. So we'll continue on with the show, Elizabeth. Looks like most of the people that are out there fighting want to stay.
Yeah, so, it's funny. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from the listeners in the fast chat and also in the email, Ron. A lot of people are saying, oh, they don't need a cup of coffee now. They actually feel happy. Those who are enlisted are saying it's like business as usual, like you said. Yeah, so very cool. And Ron just announced that he's doing another enlistment on the tomorrow's conference call on Tuesday. So, and we're going to be battling for another hour. So be sure.
Yeah, I'll bring you back in an hour and 45 minutes, we'll say.
Oh, okay, great. An hour and 45 minutes, great.
I'll
okay.
give you a little longer because it's this is pretty intense here.
Yeah, it feels like it. It feels like it. So very cool, very cool stuff. All right. So someone said, I started to sweat. I got an anxiety feeling right in the center of my chest. Oh, this is a good one. Ron, can alien-human hybrid babies have spirits? Or
if you birth them, they would typically have a spirit, yeah. So a hybrid means that it's part human and part alien. You know, there are ones that probably would not be here that are two different alien races that the mother's incubating, you know, without a spirit, but typically, you know, a hybrid would be human and alien.
Okay. And here's a question that I've wondered about. Space clearing on the move. And this listener is asking, hi, Ron, can we do the space clearing on the move as we walk through spaces, through an airport, airplane, government building? How much time does a space need to be cleared? A 1-2 punch. First,
a space clearing, and next your YouTube help enslaved aliens leave, or am I getting carried away?
No, the space clearing will work. Some people are able to put it on their cell phone, and so wherever you're walking, it'll clear the space around you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to clear a whole building, you know, so it may clear, you know, maybe 10 feet around you as you're walking, a 10-foot diameter. If you're in a location where just you are there only, like in a room or a cubicle at your workspace, then it'll clear that. But it's not going to clear the whole facility. The alien one where you bring the aliens to life, which we have on YouTube and also it's on the website, will clear away aliens that are in the whole room and maybe even in the whole complex, because that's their ticket to get out. But as far as a space clearing, they'll clear where you are and help you out that way. Oh, thank you.
Okay, interesting. And the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave YouTube clearing that's on your Ron Amatron YouTube channel, does that clear the space or just the space around you? Because I run that all the time. I run that constantly, pretty much everywhere I go now.
Yeah, we could do that clearing here. So I'll count to 100. And so any aliens that are around you, living inside of you, you know, remember, you're in their space, and they can walk inside of your body and walk out of you. And so they're at a different frequency. So here we go. And this is what we call help enslaved aliens, you know. So here we go. I'll count to 100, and you may feel your body could shake or shiver during this process, because it means you have them inside of you and they're leaving. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we are. So if any of you happen to have a problem battling and they take you out, which means they kill you, you will be put back together again. You might feel a little strange for a while. A while could be hours, maybe. And then you should feel normally pretty good, you know, the next day. So, but that's what, you know, happens sometimes. And it's just part of life. So back to you.
Okay. So, yeah, it is just part of life. And it's a part of life that we kind of all have to deal with here. So somebody else that experienced a sharp pain in right lower jaw and in the center of the last molar of right lower jaw from conception clearing, very strong. So this is a clearing Ron did earlier in the show, and we're getting some feedback from that. Thanks, everybody.
That's interesting. I don't know what to say on that. I would say, since you're really not formed yet at conception, maybe your mother had that issue or your father. I'm just kind of guessing here. Or maybe the aliens were able to find that part of DNA and maybe put a needle in there and do something to cause you pain and trauma. So back to you.
Wow, yeah. It's, you never know. This is a great show. A lot of people are saying the energy feels heavy, and I'm not sure. It just, like, affects everybody in different ways. So probably means that you have some more clearings to do. unfortunately, or fortunately, we should say, as we don't use duality here. It could be either one. It's all in how you choose to see it. So probably means there's some stuff in there that this is bringing up for you that needs to be worked on. Okay, so somebody else said, regarding the conception clearing, Chiron, for me, lots of body movement, both times. And they're wondering, is this a reaction from my body or my spirit? Thank you.
That's a very good question. I would say first, probably your body is having the problem. And maybe the spirit got hampered during conception. So it's a good question. I don't exactly know when the spirit connects. I believe it connects initially at first at conception, but then it may not visit you for quite a while. I really don't look at that stuff because it, for me it's not really needed to look at, but you may want to go into one of the free clearings that we have, and we have clearings on some of those that have the spirit clearing on. I can just go in there and do that and just see what happens. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, it's true. That's, can you hear me? There's a lot of really good free clearings that we often bring up, and they're all underneath the healing login, and let's see, I think at least half a dozen of them, maybe more, directly relate to aliens. And a lot of the times, I don't know if anybody else gets this feeling, but a lot of the times listeners will write in and they'll say, you know, I feel like somebody's watching me, or that we've been talking a lot about handlers, and handlers are like somebody that keeps tabs on you. And one of the ones that is really good for that kind of a feeling, like there's an eye in the sky, I don't know, something, you know, people talk about that a lot, is the alien remote viewing clearing. And that's kind of a really good one to just sort of, I guess it just kind of helps you feel like less, maybe like less afraid and less paranoid, and kind of helps get some of that fear off of you. Because I know the show has been very heavy for a lot of people tonight, so that might be a good one to do. And that's the alien remote viewing disconnection. And you can do that, you know, maybe put it on while you're asleep and just, you know, let it work while you're in the same room there. Or, you know, put the computer on and put your picture in front of it, and while you're at work, see if you notice any difference or you feel lighter maybe from running that. So this show has been really action-packed. And I'm actually myself kind of having trouble focusing because there's so much going on. But let's see here. We have a testimonial. This is a good one. Here we go. So this listener wrote in and said, "Hi, Ron. When I woke up Friday morning, my head was foggy and my body felt so heavy. I had some heavy dreams. So I did a timeline crash and emotional clearing and the mind-to-heart drop. I still didn't feel well. So I put on the Be Here Now healing on my iPad, and I lay down. 30 minutes later, I got up, and I felt cleared and healed and at peace for the rest of the day. What a wonderful tool you have given us to help us to be here in the now." Yeah, and I also wanted to say, a lot of the times, I think, Ron, it takes a minute. Sometimes everybody integrates healings differently. I mean, this is true with any modality. So if you run a clearing, you might want to take a little break or possibly do a spirit infusion to kind of let your body catch up with that. Is that a good sort of way to go about it, Ron, if you're not immediately feeling better? Just give yourself some
time. That just sounds very good, yes. Remember, the healings are done instantly. They're done. Once that timer sort of is over, healing is 100% completed. You don't have to go back and do anything. It's done. But then from there, you know, how much density do you have in your body that has not accepted the healing, and maybe your body has to work through blockages to integrate it. And so that's your body. Your mind is something else. The body is what you're looking at, and that's how you normally sense and feel. So if you feel a little queasy, that's not your mind making you feel queasy. It's your body probably trying to release blocked energies. So you're just getting rid of your baggage, your stuff. And everybody's body is different. So I do think you'd probably go for about a minute more. We're doing a special clearing September 2nd at 1 o'clock Pacific. It's a 3-hour clearing. It's going to be working with your placenta, your own personal placenta, the energy in it, and we'll be doing some pin releases. It'll be like the pin call and the new one, which is the placenta call, together. It's $50, and you should be live on this particular clearing, unless you're overseas and you just can't do it, you know. But basically, I would like everybody to be live on this particular call. And you need to do your emotional clearing, and this may be another prerequisite also, but the emotional one for sure. So we'll get more into that, you know, next month. So let's do the mind of heart drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. And by doing so, what you say is, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then you count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, everyone else out there. And hopefully the aliens left you that were causing you problems. So thank you, everybody. See you later.